Into Wonderland radio program presents
Mice, Mice, Don't Get Angry by Owen Morris. Every time Alice mentioned cats or dogs, everybody leaves. Alice loves cats and dogs and always mentions them, but for some odd reason, there is a mouse right next to her. Mice get very angry. Either you mentioned cats, or you did not listen to them, or you offended him. So don't do any of these things. Cats are cute and fluffy, but to mice, they are big, scary monsters. If the mice hear the word cat, they will go crazy. So don't ever say cat. The mice don't like Alice because she mentions cats way too much. Alice, where are you? Alice, are you gone? So this presentation is over.
The Difference Between a Tail and a Tale by Karina Nicol. Alice thought about the difference between a tail and a tail. She thought and came up with an answer. A tail with an I is a story. A tail with an A is a dog's tail. She got it backwards, so she thought again and said a tail is different from a tail because it's a long, skinny thing on the back of an animal. And a tail is a fairy tale that you tell to a baby to fall asleep.
Why Do Birds Talk So Formally? By Sam Peter Fandino. Birds talk the way they do because they're so old. Or it could be because it likes talking formally. It must get annoying for Alice having to listen to something she can't understand. If I were you, I would not go looking for a dodo bird. And if you do go looking for a dodo bird, take a dictionary. And that's the possibility why dodo birds talk so formally is that they do not want to learn a new way of speaking English. They must be really stubborn not to learn another way of speaking English. I would learn a new way of speaking English, or I couldn't communicate. I wonder if the dodo bird really wants to communicate. I cannot think of any other reason that dodo birds talk so formally.
Winning Animals by Manon Blue. If you win a prize, you mostly win a medal, but here in Wonderland, you win hard candy and things. I'd rather win animals such as dogs and cats and others. Anyway, if you win a race and you only get a medal, it's not that fun. Kids don't want to show that they don't like their work, so I think that prizes should be animals. Think about it. If you come home with animals, what will your parents say? Will your parents like it? But the winner will be happy.
Dry Stories by Tristan Caffrey. Dry stories are different from dry tales because dry stories just mean that they are not really good or it is a boring story. But a dry towel is an object that dries people from rain, a pool, or in this case, a pool of tears. But I really wonder if dry stories would really dry you off because if a dry story takes a while, I will go frozen. But I am pretty sure that dry towels definitely dries you off. But sometimes I would take a blow dryer for my hair and when you take a bath outside or get out of the ocean, you can use the sun. But in a rabbit hole, there is no such thing as the sun. But I am pretty sure you can make a fire, or if it is a really weird hole, maybe even a heater. But all I wanted you to know is that dry stories are different from dry towels. By the way, I hope you're soaking right now. Thanks for listening to my story.
This has been an Into Wonderland radio program presentation.